Welcome back to Remodeling Reinvented. I'm your host, Caitlin Copley, joined by my amazing producer, Diana Volker. Today, we have something really special, an inside look at the client experience through the eyes of someone who's lived it. We're joined by Mary Wurgis, one of Jackson Design's wonderful past clients. Mary's home transformation is not just beautiful, but also deeply personal. Also joining us is George Laughlin, project director at Jackson Design and Remodeling, who you may remember from our very first episode. George guided Mary through every phase of her remodeling journey.
Hey, Mary and George. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. Well, Mary, I've heard a lot about you and your remodel, so I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. Do you want to talk a little bit about what inspired you to do the remodel and what made you think, gosh, I feel like now is the time and I'm going to go ahead and move forward?
Our house is more than 50 years old. And we moved in 97. It really needed an upgrade. It wasn't very functional. And my husband and I had talked for a lot of years about doing either something, a part, a section, a piece, an addition, just something. It evolved over the years. And even before Pinterest or House or any of the social apps that you can look at, mm-hmm. I went to the fair and the Harvest Festival and some of the shows we have in San Diego, collected magazines, got pictures, the flyers in the mail, the home improvement flyers. I mean, I just for years started getting pictures of either furniture or a layout or something.
Mary had definitely done her homework.
She was mood boarding.
I had files for
her. She had lists and files.
Instead of a mood.
I think I still have one of your files. I had to return the one with your painting and all of that.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Had her warranties.
Yes. So my husband and I decided to refinance.
Okay.
To start the process after the girls moved out. They were grown and gone. And so we put that aside. And then my husband's health was not good. So I put the remodel and all thoughts of that away. And then he passed away. Oh, and so
we're so sorry to hear.
Yeah.
A remodel is a very personal thing because you are dismantling your home. And this was a really large remodel. So there's a lot of things came up through the process.
Of course.
Memories and things like that. So we, as a team, worked through that. And we all, were a family, really.
Right. We were. So about 6 months after he passed, and I was still in a fog. And what got me up, actually, my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson live with me. And they would make me get up in the morning, just be active. But I think the thing that really I wanted to focus on was the remodel. This was the time I wanted to complete something that Thomas and I had planned and talked about. I think that's what got me going and the focus of it. And I definitely talked to, I had two different sets of friends that had used Jackson Design mm-hmm. for their different projects. I talked with them and they basically said, you can look at a competitor, you can take it apart and do the architect and the construction and this all separate. Mm-hmm. She said, but at the end of the day, it's all about the same, depending on control and things like that. And they basically said it's who you can work with and who you're comfortable with. So I went to the Jackson Design Seminar. Mm-hmm. And met George. Mm-hmm. And I was just so comfortable with George. I immediately felt I could trust him. He was helping me achieve our goals. It just was one of those connections. I don't know how to describe it. And it just was perfect for me. I latched on to Jackson Design right away.
And you're absolutely right. I think you don't just work with a company. It's really about making a connection with the person. And even within companies, everybody has a slightly different personality and not everybody can connect the same way. So, George, when you met Mary at the seminar, like what stood out to you about her and her goals and the kind of project she was thinking about?
Well, it sounded like a project that I would really enjoy doing and someone that I would enjoy working with, because we are starting a 2-year relationship basically. And they often compare this process to a relationship and different steps in a relationship and getting to know each other. And then it gets more personal when you're taking the house apart and talking about all the possibilities. But we really connected at the seminar and it was kind of, I don't always get to know who I'm going to see right off the bat, but when we discovered it was each other, we were really happy that we were teamed up together and ready to move forward with the project. And then it just grew and grew and grew as far as the team, as far as the scope of the project, and taking those lists and incorporating them into the plan. And it really, we revert back to those lists quite a few times. It's like, do you remember that? And, and some of the things on the list are very detailed and some are very broad. So,
right.
You really want to get through everything.
And I guess my goals, learning with my husband's disabilities, I wanted it ADA compliant.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a level first floor and no steps for coming up to the front door. I wanted to accommodate my mother, who's in her 90s. She just turned 95.
Wow.
Congrats.
I want her, a space for her. And then my youngest daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson live with me. So we're a multi-generational household. We want to stay that way. They're living with me forever.
I love that.
And
me too.
We're not selling the house. It's going to stay in the family. Hopefully my grandson inherits it someday. So it's meant to function for us and for all the 4 generations.
Wow. I just love that story. It's so unique that you have multi-generation and the fact that your mother is living with you too. I mean, and your grandson all the way down. So
special.
When you were envisioning the remodel, I'm sure you took that into account. Maybe things even changed from when you and your husband were talking about the remodel. You were like,
right,
well, let me plan for this now, but I still want to incorporate my vision because this is my primary home, but now I'm taking into account other people. So did you have specific vision for...
So I didn't know how to accomplish that. And I was getting ready for mom. My mom hasn't moved in yet. She's come to visit for several days at a time, but she lives in San Diego. And and she's been in her home 60 plus years. And so she's not quite ready to give that all up yet. But
that's tough.
But she comes and she stays with us. So I knew what the problems were, like the list I gave to George and Arnold, the architect.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I wanted to solve. The living room wasn't functional. The kitchen was terrible. It was a dark house. But I knew the theme. I knew a theme, which was coastal. And I didn't have a name for it. I just knew I liked beachy. I'm a mile from the beach. So it really, Arnold, as the architect, well, in solving the space issues first.
Okay.
So how do we do this? And they presented 3 different options. And I picked and choose pieces of it, and we created a 4th option. I think that's what we built, was the 4th option. Because Arnold really went to town and thought about, staying within the budget I gave him and not increase square footage. And then if we increase square footage, it goes a little higher and then goes a little higher. And so that 4th option was more square footage, so it was a little higher cost, but it solved all of my problems. And I knew I wasn't going to do this again.
Yeah.
This was like...
This is it.
This is it. So that's what we picked. We picked the 4th option, and it's turned out to be a dream for all of us. We love the house. We just love it.
Now that you get to live in it.
Yeah.
And George, do you want to kind of walk listeners through kind of the scope of the project? I know there was a garage conversion into an ADU. So maybe just describe a little bit, just briefly, what the scope of the project was.
So we built a place for Mary's mother in the garage. So that's one of the 3-car garage we took to make an ADU that currently is not an ADU because we left the door off so that Mary's mother wouldn't think of it as being a separate unit. So it's all combined with the house with a little kitchenette and, beautiful ADA style bathroom that you would never know looking at it because of all, the elements that are put into it are you know, just, you know, beautiful finishes and so forth. And they're making things better these days so they don't look as utilitarian. Mm-hmm. So we have that. And then we were able to put some ramps in, like the entry has a ramp that goes into the ADU, and then it goes up to the next level, which is the entrance, and then it goes down into the living room. And by doing that, we were able to separate the walkway with the living room, so you weren't walking right into the middle of the living room, and it left areas for furniture placement, so it feels so much larger,
much better
in the living room. And then we took out a non-structural wall in between the living room and the dining room that opened that up and therefore brought more light into the back of the house with the kitchen, and okay. added the kitchen. Now, originally, when we went, Mary had an addition to the back of the house, which is what you're referring to as being the dark area, because it kind of closed off all the openings to the back of the house. So by extending the house and getting rid of that addition, we were able to open it all up and bring in a lot of light. And then we also added a dream bathroom for Mary in her primary bedroom. So yeah, we added two more bathrooms to the house. So now it's a four bath house from
which is great. And her master bathroom looks beautiful. Do you love it?
I love it. I love it so much. And my daughter and my grandson also come down and shower there.
I was going to say, I bet they're kind of like, they like using that one the best.
Yeah, that was one of my comments. Don't you love having your own bathroom? And she goes, well, they come down and use it. I go, can't they use the ADU bathroom? She's like, good idea.
That's also a beautiful bathroom too.
Right, exactly. And George, I'm sure there being different generations, how did you prioritize, like, for example, storage for the different generations? I think you mentioned, you know, with the grandson, he has his own needs versus Mary's needs. And can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So one thing that Mary added on was refinishing the interior of the garage, which really helps out in making some storage area that's kind of nice and convenient and clean and clean. You know, well kept. And then we also had an area in one of the bedrooms where we did the addition over the kitchen, which we weren't quite sure exactly how big it was going to be. And when we started seeing it develop, we were like, well, this would be a perfect place to put a door and open that up for storage. So we were talking, you know, just before this show, and Mary was telling me, you can say all the things that you're able to store there now. Yeah,
that storage is amazing. It has all of our suitcases, all of the totes for Christmas decorations, and some of the, like, Halloween and Easter. And it's a long one wall, so you can still get in and walk to get to the far back. Huge storage that was found.
Yeah.
And it's not in anyone's way.
Yeah.
And then my grandson, he mostly keeps all of his toys in his room. I mean, some of his toys. Into the living room, but he has a lot of storage space in his bedroom now. And he's got the bedroom all to himself. He's not sharing it with being an office for my daughter and my son-in-law. The third bedroom upstairs is their office.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have all upstairs. So their life is upstairs. And I have the downstairs master bedroom and bathroom. And the ADU is downstairs with that bathroom. So we all have our own spaces and enough storage to accommodate all of us.
And we also gave them their own closets, two walk-in closets.
Yes.
Upstairs.
Yes. My daughter and my son-in-law, they have little walk-in closets each. There's a wall that separates it, which is good because that my son-in-law can have his own space. Otherwise, my daughter would encroach if there was space between them. But yes, they have their own little walk-in closets. And I was going to say the pantry is just fabulous. I didn't have a pantry before.
Yeah.
The pantry is so accessible. All my heavy appliances, all of our food and storage, it's just amazing. And it makes everything at fingertip access.
Accessible.
Very accessible.
Do you find yourself cooking more or just utilizing, or maybe it's just easier to find things?
We're cooking more. We are easier. I mean, I'm finding things that were probably hidden in the cupboards before that now we can pull out. I remember when George was showing me the different possibilities of kitchen layouts and what to think about. I said, well, I don't want any dead space, corners because you can't find any appliances or anything.
That's true.
And he showed me what Jackson Design has in their showroom is these pull-out drawers for corners. And so you can get to everything, even if it's a heavy Cuisinart, you know, food processor or a big Dutch oven or whatever. They come out.
It pulls out of the cabinet.
It pulls out and you can
get it. You can just pick it up rather than have to get on your knees or go and, you know, dig down the cabinet. So, yeah. We looked at a lot of different options.
We did.
You have so many cabinets.
I know.
Island.
I'm feeling all of it. Amazing.
But I was going to ask if you had any empty cabinets.
No.
She'll find something for it.
I mean, that's got to be at least 2 to 3 times the amount of storage space.
It is. But I crammed a lot in. And I had two china cabinets. I got rid of one. So I put everything into the current. That corner, the upper corner, also is lovely because that door opens up and you can see all the glasses. You can see everything because you've got those two doors that are like accordion that open.
Oh,
so you can access everything really easily. My house is, I mean, kitchen especially is a dream for anybody that wants to cook. Or I was telling George, all three of us can be in the kitchen. In the morning, you know, I could be getting my tea. My son-in-law could be making a smoothie, and my daughter is making the lunch for my grandson, you know, to take to school. I mean, we're all in there. We're not in each other's way.
That's fabulous.
It's just wonderful.
Almost unheard of.
We put some glass front cabinets that Mary, the artist, made stained glass door panels.
Inserts, yeah.
Yeah, inserts. They're beautiful. That follow that coastal feel with those blues and greens. It's
wow, really I love that.
Oh,
I like those personal details.
I might have to hire her.
And I
one,
know.
Some other
one special personal touch is a tribute to my husband. All the hardware is black hardware for him because that was one of his favorite colors.
Oh, so I love that.
It's got a
little
lot of
tribute
personal touches.
To him.
Yeah,
I'm sure you feel it when
I do.
You feel him when you're there. And
I do.
That he would be proud of you guys for moving forward and making it happen.
I feel good that I've achieved more, I think, than we had thought. And actually, with the help of Marcella and Kyle and George and Arnold and my project manager, Greg, this is better than I could ever have hoped for or ever imagined. It's just...
Wow.
It's just a dream come true.
I've had Mary talk to a few clients that want to speak with people that have had work done by Jackson, and it makes it hard because she talks so greatly about all of the employees that every client wants the same project manager and the same designer, right. You know,
I
and
want
they
that
can
team.
Only, you know, work on so many projects.
Well, that's so fantastic.
She has a lot of great things to say.
So, Mary, was this your first remodel you've ever done?
Yes.
In your life? Okay.
Yes.
Did you experience any sort of surprises? Like, what surprised you most about the remodel? Like, good or challenging? Like, was there anything that you didn't expect that occurred?
Well, I have to say, I was prepared for the unexpected because I knew it was a really old house.
Mm-hmm.
I think the challenge with the upstairs was really problematic. We couldn't figure out what to do until we saw how big that space was going to be. And I was worried about fire insurance. I'm only a mile from the ocean, but I'm in a category or an area that they are identifying as not the red zone, but I'm in a high risk zone.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some decisions that I needed to make just to help the house be more fire safe. So we had a bay window and there was nothing underneath it. It was just a push out. And I asked for that to be removed. And we just put a big, beautiful, huge window, a flat window in the living room. It's wonderful, but it saved that part of the construction. So some of the things to try and make it fire safe influenced some of my decisions, like the mantle. That's some kind of composite thing that's fireproof now. And the old wooden fence had to come down for the construction project. But I didn't want to replace it with wood, so now I have an aluminum fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there were decisions and things that I needed to make to help the house you know, last another 50 years. But I all the little surprises, poor George has a tough job because he has to call me if they find something they didn't expect and they need to fix. And he'd have to make that call. And I go, that's okay, George. I get it. It's an old house. I totally understand wood rot and whatever else was going on. It just, I understood that that's, the house needed that. And especially with my goal to pass this on to my family, I wanted it to be the guts of it as well as the beauty of it to be lasting.
Right.
And I tell people I'm the person you're going to have those tough conversations with. So when you're out there interviewing people, make sure you pick someone that you're comfortable talking to because, you know, like I said, again, it is a personal thing, your home, and things will come up, especially with an older home. And there are a lot of older homes in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even some of these track areas in Carlsbad, we do a lot of work in and they're getting older, you know?
So yeah.
It's everyone's getting a remodel. And with the economy and everything else that's going on, remodeling is the way to go. It's not to move and not look for another house and pick up somebody else's problems. It's like, let's just, you know, make what you have what you want.
And in Mary's case, make it last as long as it can.
Yes.
To keep it in the family.
And the location where Mary is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Right in Solana Beach.
Oh.
And I pass it when I go up the freeway and I'm like, I always see her house and it's just... Yep.
I love
great that. Looking house and great.
I had a housewarming when we moved back in the very end of November, and so I had a housewarming in December, like the after Christmas. All my neighbors were invited, and a lot of them that came, they were so curious. Well, through the construction project, they were curious and they wanted to know what was going on, but. At the housewarming, they came in and they got, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. And there are two other houses on my street similar to the sort of layout that I have. And they were both commenting about some of the functional problems we solved, besides the step down, which is a terrible thing to have in the house. And we solved that with the ramp. They all came away with, oh, I gotta think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you give them my number?
No, I'm just kidding. You can't take them in for projects, though.
Yeah. You know, they haven't called yet.
You have the post. You had the post in front in the yard, right?
Yeah.
Your flyers, and the flyers kept disappearing.
Yeah.
Oh. So people were taking it.
So, Mary, talk to us about going through the design process with Maricela, picking out materials. What was that like for you?
You know, I was out of my element. I didn't know what to do. George guided me a lot with big decisions. And Maricela and Kyle, I showed them pictures, colors. I said ocean, blues, teals, turquoise.
Mm. I would go into her office and she had so many colors of blue tile. You know, that big table in the presentation room filled with all these blue tiles and glass and textures
just
and all
so much. I mean, she did a huge, incredible job in narrowing what I liked and grabbing. And one of the major pieces we probably designed around it was the countertop to the island, which is spectacular. Absolutely beautiful.
I remember when you saw that, you were like, this is it.
This is it. I loved it. So then we sort of created the colors and the designs around that. And they kept bringing samples, and I kept continuing to research lighting or chairs or different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing I thought I wanted, I was adamant actually I wanted, but was a solid surface backsplash behind the stove because it gets so greasy all the time. And I didn't want to clean grout and stuff. Well, what she found though for the tiles of the backsplash for the rest of the kitchen that matched the countertop were these beautiful glass tiles. And she found that same glass, that same color, but in larger pieces. And she was right. I said, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So she was able to change my mind to stay with the same feeling of cohesiveness.
Yeah.
And she, every single room, the paint, I mean, I could not have gone in and figured that all out myself.
Right.
I mean, I traveled a little bit during the year, during that time. So I was staying in touch with George and Maricela about when I'd be in and have these meetings with them. And, you know, we'd go from room to room, make selections, go look at things. So she was definitely, I would call, the coach of this effort. I mean, yeah. She was phenomenal.
Well, she's a multi-award winning designer.
Yeah,
she's,
right. Yeah,
she's been published.
She takes those hundreds of tiles that she sees, narrows them down to 20, and then thinks about it and shows you maybe five.
Yes.
She doesn't overwhelm you with all of
too many choices.
She really takes her time.
Right.
And that takes
time. But pinpoints what I was trying to say, and she was able to do that.
Like pulling pieces. Right. I agree.
Almost intuitive.
And I saw the renderings and I was like, wow, when you're describing it, I can really feel your personality shine through the designs. So yeah, we can't wait to photograph it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Coming soon.
That would be great.
So Mary, what is your favorite space in the remodel? Since you, like, where do you spend the
besides
most time?
Besides my own bathroom. I think the kitchen. We are in the kitchen all the time, all of us. When people come over, we gravitate around the island. And they can sit. There's one side where you can sit, and I can be cooking or fixing something. I mean, we're all really comfortable in the kitchen. I just love the kitchen. And there's so many pieces to it. And one little thing I have in the kitchen is I wanted a desk, you know, for my menus and all my cookbooks and everything. So I have a little desk in there, and I have this, you know, the desk size calendars.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a little bit old fashioned. I write down the schedule for all of us. So when my grandson has camp, summer camp, or he has a music lesson, or that's down my volunteer hours or my appointments, or what we're all doing is all there in the kitchen, and we all can see it.
Yeah. So everyone knows what.
Everyone sees what
what's happening.
What's happening?
Where everybody is.
But I can use my mom's bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, and do you find yourself spending more time together since the remodel? Like, is it just, is there a place you guys, is it the kitchen you mostly gather together?
We tend to have dinner together.
Okay.
And it's our time to be together is the dinner. And sometimes weekend breakfast, you know, because
I love that.
We get together for especially on Sunday dinner breakfast. But we cook a lot in the kitchen, so we're all busy in the kitchen. But for to sit down and enjoy each other, it's the dining room.
Yeah. Your old kitchen was like a one person kitchen.
Yes, the old kitchen was a U. You couldn't get more than one person in there, or you get in someone's way. And you couldn't open the refrigerator and have someone pass through. It was tight.
Yeah.
And that's the way they built houses back then.
Yeah.
Things have changed. So
exactly. Like the way we live our lives day to day has changed since when they built these houses. So it makes sense that you'd
California lifestyle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I hear you're quite the gardener.
Oh, someone told you that?
Yeah.
I am. So my backyard was a disaster.
We took out a hot tub.
You took out the hot tub, and you took out all the equipment, the pump.
Yeah, and it was an in-ground hot tub.
Yes, it was in-ground. It was really old, really old. I have now converted the backyard to 100% gardening. So it's vegetable gardening, and I do have some grapes blackberries and blueberries and passion fruit vines.
Oh.
But I have the raised garden beds.
Okay.
And seed starting, you know, and then putting them in these raised beds. So I can look out my kitchen window and I can see all these fruits and vegetables.
Oh my goodness.
It's so fabulous.
And so great for your grandson.
Oh, yes. He loves digging.
Oh, yeah.
He loves digging.
Teach him watering.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and then the start of a seed, you know.
Yeah.
He's only 7, so just the whole idea of what a seed does when it grows.
And how about your front yard?
So my front yard, before this remodel, my husband and I actually, he agreed. He agreed with everything, mostly what I wanted to do. But we converted the front yard to native plants.
Okay.
And so my native plant garden in the front yard is very mature. And we did have a bit of a scare about losing part of that. And we didn't have to due to the remodel. We didn't have to lose it. And so I have all these native plants, the sages and the manzanitas and oak trees. And I love my front yard.
And now your interior, you're proud of as well. So
100%.
George, it must be really rewarding to hear Mary talk about this from when you first met her to here she is now talking about it.
Well, I describe a remodel oftentimes as, you know, we're not talking about remodeling your kitchen. We're talking about a lifestyle change. You know, we're changing your lifestyle with the big sliding door or with the light or, you know, being able to have three people in the kitchen rather than one. And, you know, we talked about that as well. And Mary said, yeah, it really is a lifestyle change.
Absolutely. So, Mary, what advice would you give to homeowners who are considering a remodel or maybe they're dreaming about a remodel?
First, I really think people need to do their own research on ideas, on concepts. They may not have to name it. I didn't know how to name it. But just what you're looking for functionality-wise or your image of something, that's important. And then actually do it throughout the project, because there are decision points you make, and you may focus on lighting one time, and then the next time you're focusing on kitchen appliances.
Yeah.
So doing the research. But I think what's important is communication and being responsive as a client, being responsive to the requests of Jackson Design, whoever is calling me or reaching out to me, to be responsive and be available is important. The communication is important. And I think not trying to be in control. Like, I thought there were things I thought I wanted, and then I changed my mind. So I moved along with the process. But with that, though, if you make a decision, you need to stick to it. Don't waffle and don't go back. But so take your time to make the decision, but then stick to that decision and move forward. Mm-hmm. And also, I just think you need to be grateful for this team, because I can see how hard they're working. I can see the hours, just what Marcella does or my project manager. They do a lot. They care about my project as much as I do. And so, you know, if something goes wrong, if there's a challenge, something's happening, it isn't that person. It's the circumstance. And so I just wanted to always be grateful for all the effort that they put into my house. I mean, this is my house.
Well, that's so lovely to hear, honestly. Yeah. What a testimonial.
Thank you for that.
It sure is, yeah.
When I think one thing when you talk about telling, you know, communicating everything, if we know everything, we can solve a lot of those problems. And sometimes people will say, can you do this? And we can do anything, really. Because, you know, a remodel gives you that opportunity. Sometimes it doesn't fit within the budget, but if you understand that, then you can make that decision with that knowledge and feel better about it. Right. Like, if you aren't able to get something that you really thought you needed or wanted, maybe we can find another way to do it, you know, within your budget. So there's all these factors, and that's what the team does, is, you know, put all of that together and consider your budget.
An example that was perfect is the flooring. So I had initially selected a wood floor. And as things happened and the project, you know, was getting a little bit more expensive, I was talking to Marcella and Kyle about, you know, I really need a functional floor for children, little children, and a dog, because we have a dog. And I think we need to do the luxury vinyl instead. And then go, that's great. That's very sturdy and hardy for a young family. And you don't slip on it. It's not slippery. And it saved a lot of money on the project.
That's great.
And it also enabled us not to have to put any transition strips the ramp and with the doorways.
That was one of the adamant things that I did have, was no thresholds or transitions, because they're tripping hazards, especially for elderly or infirm people. And so I didn't want that. That was critical. And the luxury vinyl was perfect.
Well, to end things, I think Diana is going to ask you a few quick fire questions.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Fast.
I didn't do too well last time.
What do you mean? You did well. All right. Are we ready, Mary?
We're ready.
I think we touched on this, but what's the one room in your home you can't live without now?
Oh, gosh. Between the kitchen and the bathroom, I don't know.
Stars.
I'm going to have to go with the kitchen, though. It's truly an amazing room.
All right. And what is your favorite time of day in your new space?
You know, it's the morning, because my kitchen faces south and I can sit at the island and look out and see all the birds and even the lizards, all the little wildlife.
Aww.
We can even see the hawks when they come around.
Wow.
And so just sitting at the island and drinking my tea, it's just a beautiful time of day.
Sounds beautiful. I love it. All right. And coffee table books or fresh flowers?
Fresh flowers.
What's your favorite flower?
Yeah. I'm going to say a native plant. So I'm going to say the mallow.
Okay. I'll have to Google that.
I know, me too.
Sounds right lovely. Right post, you can have it.
Right.
Yeah.
I love the mallow. All right, George, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Most underrated remodeling upgrade that people should consider?
The garage.
Oh.
I think finishing the interior of the garage, I've seen some really nice interiors with the epoxy floor and the drywall. And it just makes it, entering your house, it just gives you a great feeling when you drive your car into a finish. Yeah.
Oh, makes it so much
cleaner. It's almost like you're driving into your house versus the old thought of a garage with all your
extra
stuff. Yeah, piles of things,
right?
And drywall, trash, and
sort
all
of
that.
Right, nobody goes in there.
Yeah,
and pipes and so
drywall it, paint it, put lighting in there, nice floor, some cabinets. Yeah, I think that's the most underrated.
Okay, and one word to describe working with Mary.
I would have to say a joy. It's been a joy working with Mary. She's, I mean, you really, you create this relationship, and then you give them their keys back, and. We've been in contact, but you just don't have as much contact. So yeah, she's been a joy to work with and a joy to have as a friend. I consider you a friend.
Yes.
And a joy to have today, absolutely, as well.
And George, do you have a go-to design element that you like to include in your projects?
It's always so different and so personal per client's needs and requests, I would have to say. I would say it would be natural light and adding natural light whenever you can, whether it's a skylight or a window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great tip. You can definitely see even from the renderings, Mary's remodel has a lot of natural light and you probably feel more joy when you wake up in the morning and you come in and it's light and
it's light
having
and
your
eerie.
Coffee.
I was going to say fresh air too.
Fresh air. There are windows on a wall that never had windows before.
In your dining area?
Yes,
yeah.
In the dining room. And the sliding glass doors are bigger, and it just all this light comes in, and the huge kitchen window, and it's facing south, so it's just so much light and airy. And the cross breeze, because of the security screens on the sliding glass doors and the front door, you can just open that, and you get the breeze through, because my house doesn't have air conditioning, but mm-hmm. I don't need it. And we have ceiling fans in every room, so we've got movement of air. So it's very, very comfortable.
I feel like that's like the definition of a beachy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
Coastal.
Well, we can't wait to go visit it.
You are welcome.
We're inviting ourselves.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Mary, it was such a pleasure speaking with you today. We so appreciate it. I know you gave some really great insight, and I know it's going to help homeowners who are thinking about remodeling, and I just love your story, and I know it's going to touch a lot of people.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And George, it was so great to have you back.
I know.
Thank you.
From our
it's always good to be here. We'll have to think of another subject.
I know. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Remodeling Reinvented. If you're listening and thinking about remodeling your home, we hope Mary's experience helped give you some interesting insights. Don't forget to follow and rate Remodeling Reinvented on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.